want to see something very, very brief. What is in the new creation man? We are made the new creation in Christ Jesus, but what is that deposit that made the new creation man to be so special, so peculiar in their dealings? The moment you realize what God placed in you, you agree with God that truly what God said is in you, is in you, then your face will rise. And when your face rises, the exploit will follow. Philemon, 1 chapter, verse 6. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. Whenever discouragement comes your way, remember what is in your spirit. Whenever discouragement comes your way, always remember what God placed in your spirit. Say, I am a spirit being. I have a soul. I live in a body. If you don't understand spiritual things, this world will swallow you up. The trouble in this world is too much, to the point that if you don't understand the spiritual reality and identity which God has made you to be, honestly speaking, you will be shocked. So that's why we keep reminding ourselves, this is what God has made you to be, this is what God has placed in you, so that you won't forget it. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus, which is in you. The good thing that is in you, it takes the Holy Ghost to help you to keep the good thing. Good things are in your spirit, but it takes the Holy Ghost to remind you always that is in your spirit. That the communication of our faith, of thy faith, your faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing that is in you, which is in you, in Christ Jesus. It means in Christ Jesus there is a deposit of God in you, which when you know this, you harness it, it will produce results. And I believe by the grace of God from today, you will produce more results. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do we have any of this passage? The translation, please. NLT translation. Because many are the badge of discouragement, no depression and all of this. Please don't enter into such. It doesn't matter where you are now. There is a place ahead that God is taking you to. But you must understand this. And I am praying that you will put into action the generosity that comes from your faith as you understand and experience all the good things we have in Christ. You must understand and experience it. Those who reign today here on earth, they are the people who understand what is in them. They don't look outside, they just look within. Now, this very good thing, it will take the help of the Holy Ghost to keep it. And when you know the value of what you have, you will know how to keep it well. I met someone one day, he had one small jewelry, very small, golden something, very small. Do you know where he kept it? He kept under the bus. I've never seen such bus before. Those colonial master bus. The one they use iron to frame it and all of it. And she tie it and put it there. And I said, Mama, who are you keeping it for? He said, this is an inheritance that he's keeping for our children. Because it's so important. It's so valuable. May I tell you, there's something valuable within you. in your new born again spirit, there's something there. You know, from my few years of working with God, I realized that when you forget what is within you, you will go astray. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 1, I think verse 14. He said, that good thing that is in you, keep by the Holy Ghost. Keep by the Holy Ghost. Keep by the Holy Ghost. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in us. Now, the day you realize the power that is within you, you will like to exercise the power. You'll be looking for opportunity to exercise the power. The new creation man have the fullness of God's deposit within, but we don't know. Which we need to know. By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, it's a serious issue which we need to deal with very, very practically. Now, if I tell every one of us now that as a child of God, as a born-again Christian, healing and health is in your spirit, it may doubt it. Why am I sick in my body? If I say the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit, it may look somewhat funny. The greatest miracle that ever happened in the history of life, of the head, is that Jesus came out from the dead. Is that true? That's the greatest. And God said, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. You are carrying it everywhere, sleeping with Jesus everywhere. But we didn't know. When God says something to you, believe that it's there. I'm not saying what people say. I'm saying what the Holy Ghost said in the Word of God, that this is what is in you. He said, now, if too late this is there and you realize it, your life will change. Because the essence of life is the impact you make, positive impact you make on other people, on other's life. The impact you're able to make. So, we are dealing with this matter. What is in the new creation man? The power that God deposited there is so much to the point that if you can mine it out, things, great things will happen to you. First, as if Ephesians 1, he was dealing with this power in this matter when he was praying for us. We read from verse 15 down, or from 15, for this cause. Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to pray for you, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of thy understanding be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his right hand in the heavenly places. The power that God used to raise Jesus from the dead, where is he today? So why do you cage him? You mean the power that raised Jesus from the dead? Where is he now? According to the word of God. Now, why are we not experiencing it? We have knowledge problem. We have knowledge problem. But I pray the knowledge problem you are having, you begin to receive solution to it tonight. But when I read, I said, you mean it's there? It's there. It didn't fly anywhere, it's there. See, you will leave this world, it's always there. Now, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. 3 days, he said, come back. And he came back. And God said, it's in your spirit. Why do you think that God deposits such a deposit into your spirit? So that here, you will not have any reason to fail. So that you will not have any reason not to fulfill God's plan for your life. So that you will not have any reason to be defeated. So that you will not have any reason to say, Lord, why me? Optional. No. You are not to be so. Now, listen. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is the greatest thing that ever happened. The greatest thing that ever happened. Is living, dwelling right there. Ready to find expression. But through our life, but there is a blockage. And now when you raise the prayer point, I know that there's something. The blockage is not outside of you. The blockage is your property. That blockage is our property. That blockage is what? It's our property. See, one of the blockages that stands against God's will in our life is our soul, our mindset. Pray in the Holy Ghost. So why should I pray in the Holy Ghost? Somebody say this is what God said concerning. You first look at the person from A to Z. You say, this man? God. I don't think any good thing can come out of him. Excuse me. Where is that power coming from? It's from your soul. Eh? Do you get the point I'm raising? I went to Lagos one day for a meeting. What happened to me that day? Very funny. We are just starting here then. And we were sitting down. I love it. I have read in the Bible that when they invite you to an occasion, don't go and sit down at the front seat. I quickly went to where my sister is sitting. The third row. Where the minister sat down. But when I saw other ministers that came in with iPad, and I have only my Bible part, I quickly went to the back. Because I know that I'm not their class. Because they have looked at me that I'm not their class. Truly. Because if you look at me that I have to go and sit down there quietly. And the first man of God came and preached. He finished his preaching. Now, the next one now, we have one man of God in our midst. He's from, when they hear Taraba, it's about the temple go down. Because they know that nothing good can come from the north. But let me tell you, from the north, God raised Jesus. Before I complete my story, Hosea chapter 11, let's read verse 1. Whether it's from the north. Hosea 11 verse 1. See, realize what is within you. I believe strongly that a time of expression will surely come. When Israel was a child, then I loved him and called my son out of Egypt. I called him out of Egypt. If you read the genealogy of Jesus, the story of Jesus, they're out of he called him back. And that day when they said, okay, they gave me a microphone. Meanwhile, when we were sitting down with those big men of God, to shake hands with me become a problem. I quickly do like this, to sat down. It wasn't up to 15 minutes. God just only gave me a son and I used it to explain. Everybody stood up. I didn't tell them to stand up. When I was now going down after my meeting to sit down, all of them. Why? The reason is that it's not about your face. It's about the man inside. Yes. After the meeting, they start, Can I have your number, please? But why? What made them not to ask for my number when I was sitting down? Because they look at the physical appearance. May I tell you, physical appearance will deceive you. Understanding the man inside and what God deposited into your life, if you understand it and bring it out, it will do something great that will affect your generation for God. That's what we are preaching to you every day. The power that raised Jesus from the dead dwelleth in your spirit, in your born again spirit. That's the reason why you cannot fail. Situation may look as if you are failing. Circumstances may look as if you are failing, but I want to assure you, you are not failing. No, there's no failure there. Say it again, I'm not a failure. The power that raised Jesus Christ is in your spirit. You see what is happening in our nation now? Actually, we have a new nation now. It's now we are getting independent. It's now. What I saw yesterday, I don't know it can happen, but we know it's happening. Not about party, not about personality. The time of dictatorship must end in Nigeria. Whether it's corrupt or it's not corrupt, let him be there. No way. We will say no to such people. It's happening already. Watch out and see. We are here. We are waiting. Listen to me. Whoever that say Nigeria will not have peace, will not have peace. Whoever that say you will not have peace, will not have peace. A time has come now that people, I say yesterday, I left the place to eat. My brother, some youth are still standing and say, we are not living here. I say, what? In Nigeria? It has happened. And let me tell you the truth. Let me tell you this. Plainly now, hear this. If anybody dares to do nonsense for this election, anybody above 50 years of age will run out of Nigeria. Because they are ready to do anything now to make sure they secure their future. In fact, people are ready to die. Death is no longer a problem to youth now. I said death is no longer a problem. They don't even bother about death. It's not dead name. You know, there's nothing about it. Come. I'm waiting for you. Come on. When they say somebody is a youth, please be careful there. I learned my place to go and see that 3 times. Some boys are there. They didn't move. Such a strength. From morning to night. And somebody will tell us, Nigeria doesn't have anything. We have enough. The time of blindness has gone. May I ask you again, tell you again, the time of your own blindness to the reality of what God placed in you has gone. Amen. We need to understand this. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. So if such power, since such power is there, it means nothing must die in your life. Nothing must be crippling in your life. Nothing must be destroyed in your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Because the power that raised Jesus from the dead is residing in you. I want you to get to this point today. Do you understand my point? Eh? Thank God for New Nigeria. I was so happy yesterday. What I'm beginning to see. If your father is a politician, tell your father, before you can be a politician, be competent. Tell them, say, if I'm not competent, even me, I won't vote for you. Brother, I have to stay until they can't tell their own poor before he leaves. I will not leave here. To let you know that before, they say, they normally use 1 day in those days. They say, it's poor like church rat. Have you ever heard that before? They say it's as poor as church rat. Church rat today, no poor again. Because the church rat now have enough food to eat in the church. That's why they tell us, see, we are powerless. Nothing good can come out of you. You are just like that. Let's just manage and get to heaven. No way. We are not managing. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. Some monkey say, okay, and your God is nowhere to be found. Say, wait. It's a matter of time. It's a matter, and that time has actually come. I'm telling you the truth. Because I may challenge you now. Upon all what you people do, what can come out of you, say, greater things is already coming out.
Yes, sir.
God, God will bless Nigeria youth tomorrow. They surprised me yesterday. 10:30, they are there. They said we are not going. So we are now ready to get our ride back. That's a great thing. If it could happen physically like that, it should happen to you spiritually. You too should be able to rise and say, I'm ready to get what belongs to me spiritually. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. If not in Bologna society, somebody will go and keep his children in abroad and they will be telling you to be fighting for him here. Is it not madness? Give you 2,000 to go and smoke wee wee. I'll be doing nothing. Whether you die, you die. Their own students in abroad. That error that sent. They say, go there, do this and do this. You won't see them there. I wonder why. This is in Nigeria we are. Nigeria is a new Nigeria already. What happened yesterday, me, I've never seen it before. But it's not happening. You see anywhere they share money yesterday? Huh? Thank God for all the bankers. God will bless them the more for locking the place so that they don't have enough. Buy you 2,000 naira for the next 4 years. He owes you. The one that God created. And place the power that raised Jesus from the dead inside. They buy death for just two. Some of them didn't even get 2,000. But now, that era has ended. People were there inside from yesterday. I say, ha, this is the revival. This is what we call revival. See, we must vote the person that can do something. You don't know why we should value our leader very well. If they are doing wrong, we'll be in trouble. Big trouble. They buy your food shop for less than 1,000 naira. And you keep shouting like hooligans. Their own children is enjoying something somewhere. And they will come back again and put you under their children to be a slave forever. Oh, but in fact, it won't happen again. You must understand that, look, I can't be bought with money. He that raised Jesus from the dead is in me. How can you come and buy me with such nonsense? But you are hearing now. What did he say is in you, please? The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit, man. Some of the big men in your leader, it is when their children are getting married that you know. You won't hear, they don't come in. Nigeria doesn't touch them. It's we that will commit an offense. Now, we are valueless in their eyes. Then we use our value now to push them out of the office. Oh, yes, I'm telling you this though. It's so serious now. You left the place yesterday? T9. The reason why we must do well here is so that this is where decision is being made. They decide, say, if they say no movement now, no movement. I won't do this. No, they say no movement. So government has said, even the Bible says obey the authority. They will quote the Bible for you, even if they don't know the Bible. It has never happened. And it's happening. In the next 2 weeks again, another one will happen. Yes. It is those who have something to offer that will be able to be relevant. You have nothing to offer, go and build yourself. This is the key we are raising now. The power that raised Jesus from the dead will make you to have something to offer. You need to understand this principle. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you. He didn't say, follow me, I will give you. But politicians say, follow me, and let me give you my girl. No, that is not. It actually is against the will of God. I will not keep quiet. Jesus said, follow me, I will make you, I will teach you to become. Politicians say, follow me, I will give you bread. Bread that will spoil after 3 days. But when you understand the person that dwelleth in you, you say no. I'd rather suffer hunger today that my future will be secure. Now to go. Are you a descendant of Esau? Because of the porridge. Not because of margin, I say, I'm mashing.
and salt, the cheapest commodity in the market. I'm going to sow my Bathra. No! The reason why you see believers sow their Bathra at the polling unit is because they forget that the power that raised Jesus from the dead is in their faith. And this power is, this same power is always against the evil. Matthew chapter 1, chapter 10, verse 1. And he called his 12 disciples and gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. The power that raised Jesus from the dead, that dwelleth in your born again spirit, is always against the devil. Always, irrespective of how they come. Whether they come in a disguised way, it's always against it. He gave them power against, not to cooperate, against unclean spirit. Against. The power against the unclean spirit is in our spirit. To cast them out. And to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. This is the first scripture I saw in my life. So the power to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease in my spirit. So when sickness touches my body, I awaken the power that rests in my spirit. You have to terminate it. It's always against. It's always against. It's always against. And when you understand this, if they say they want to throw you inside fire, you won't be afraid. Say, my God, our God, is able to deliver us. And if he did not deliver us, we will not bow. Under the old covenant. And the two inside fire, the fourth man appeared. None of them were born. Why? They knew their God. Many of us today will never understand what God actually made. This is a new creation man that you are seeing inside. It's not just an ordinary something. When the devil comes, I won't agree whether you like it or not. We have to stand our ground. They say, Daniel, nobody should pray. He said, you mean we should not pray? He opened his window. Ha! What is wrong with this brother? They understood that they are covenant children. We too should understand that he that dwelleth in us is the greater one. They always again. That power is always again. That's why when you see somebody inventing government money, you see something trigger in you. Something trigger in you. Why should this person do like this? Yahoo boys see somebody money in abroad. Abi? Politicians see the whole money that belongs to everybody. Yahoo boys. He steals money from one person. A politician steals money from everyone. Who is the greatest thief? Yeah, you don't welcome Yahoo boy. You welcome politician. And you are hailing them. On what ground? They give a state government 1 billion. A governor carry 800 million around. And we are celebrating. Do you know how many bodies stole from? He didn't steal from only one person. He stole from everybody. How can someone, have you ever seen a robber, he's stealing from me, he says you should be bowed for him. And he says, thank you for stealing me. Thank you for, have you ever heard that before? That's the abnormality they brought to us. But thank God now. This is the first time I see they never campaign with money. And people are still saying, we don't need your money, but we will die for you. Ah! That's a great revival. That's a great revival. Ah! It's always against. It's always against. It's always against him. If you are not always against him, check. You never realize what God placed in you. It's always against. You know, this kind of fear, dead. Excuse me. I remember the 7 lepers. They say, if we stay here, we go die. If we go to the camp of the, we will die. Is it not better for us to go and die instead of staying and die? Whether you say the truth, you will die. Whether you did not say the truth, you will die. Whether you cooperate with the demon, you will die. Whether you don't cooperate with the demon, you will die one day. If I talk now, they go kill me. I full talk. Why not see the dead before starting running away from the dead? You know, we are big church to only healing. Eh? And living right. Excuse me. Church is to confront evil outside. Church is meant to confront evil that is coming. Do you hear what I say? And church is already doing it now. Many closed their program on Friday and yesterday to make sure that this is our right. And let me tell you, your labor of law yesterday will not be in vain. You will surely get the result. And you will rejoice at last. Anywhere revival breaks forth, you see good things happen. They molest people anyhow, you can't talk. They tell you sit down here, you sit down there, you can't talk. They hit sick on your head, you can't talk. What a generation is that? But now, I think something is coming. Hypertension will kill some people, literally. I pay, it began, and that's all, it don't go. Yes, now. Why is this man talking like this? The problem of Nigeria is not that you don't pray. It's not your lack of prayer. The problem started before we were born. Do you understand my point? And if what our father refused to tackle, he will refuse to tackle it. As he's dealing with us, he will deal with our children. Do you remember that the Amalek, God told King Saul, say, go and destroy Amalekite utterly. He refused. Is the same Amalekite after? Do you know when God said, Saul, you have been rejected to be a king? It was 2 years of his reign. Get me right. And God said, I have found a man after my own heart. And Saul still lived on the throne for 38 years. Jesse were not even born. When God said, he has found a man after his own heart. 8 years later, David was born. After that prophecy. Then 30 years later, David was crowned. To let you know about God. What we are enjoying today, we are experiencing now, as a prophesy years past. That the time will come that Nigeria will understand themselves. A time will come that you will realize whom you are in Christ. A time will come that revival will break forth. I was sure when I was reading my Bible. If, you know, King Saul spent 40 years on the throne. Only 2 years, God disqualified him. David was not yet born. When King Saul ruled for 10 years, David was born. And at the age of 17, they all came upon David. 13 years after, they returned as a king. What an analysis. Now, the same Amalekite that King Saul refused to deal with, when David now began to reign as king, they are the ones that went and invaded Ziklag. Destroyed their property, burned the city with fire, and carried all their... And David was the man of God. He inquired, shall I pursue? By the power that raises up from the dead, ability to pursue what has been lost will trigger him. Amen. And God says, surely you will pursue. Without faith, you will recover her. And he move on. He move on. And he recover her. That's why we are recovering. Our father lost something. There are some things they don't take serious in their day. Those things have come to deal with us. For those things not to deal with our children, we have to tackle it now. That's what I'm talking about. Do you understand my point? Not every time that we should be quiet. No, in fact, quietness sometimes is cooperating with the devil. You don't see lion lying down. And because it's lying down, you are pushing like this. You are pushing like this. Excuse me. A time we call lion with it. Do you know that I am a lion?
Are you right?
Even if I'm sleeping, I'm sick or what? This is the first time in history of Nigeria that church rise. Your PCC, go and vote and now be acting. Thank God you are acting to the voice of the law. Do you hear what I tell you? See, what I pass through, my children will not pass through them. You know, it's serious. I'm dealing with this matter. I said, what? Where do we go wrong? They preach to us, sin, and forget the reality that God placed in our spirit. So we are now being Christians who are always conscious of sin. We forget to be conscious of righteousness. We forgot to be conscious of the ability that God placed in us. Anything that comes, it goes. But that herald is sending. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in your spirit. That power is always against unclean spirit. Always against unclean spirit. It doesn't tolerate when they get to that point. In fact, when Brother Peter was talking to Jesus in a very good way, far it be from you, Lord. How can you go and die? No way. He said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus understands immediately that it's not correct Peter that is talking. It's the incorrect aspect of him. And he rebuked him immediately. The devil left. And he gentle. You know, sometimes when you cast out evil spirit for someone, he just suddenly became gentle. Whatever will make your life not to matter, will live your life tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sometimes our quietness, something is destroying your life. You say, no problem. There is problem. Right. If I have to pray. If I have to stand. If I have to ask question. If I have to voice out. They will know that something is happening. Do you understand my point? Here, there is no gentility here anymore. Whatever is not of God, is not of God. We don't manage, we don't compromise anything. Oh, now so did they do one. Where do you bring it from? Show us where it's written. That's the gospel I knew. Do you understand my point? What did God say is in your spirit? The power that raised Jesus from there. And that power is always against unclean spirit. Unclean spirit will tell you no problem. Just give me your right. After 30 years or 40 years, when you have no strength to do anything, I will come and bless you. Yes, that's what it is. But now we are realizing it. That something... how mighty are falling. Mighty are actually falling now. A time has come in Nigeria that nobody will disturb your village. They disturb the people, they pursue them out of their village, burn their houses down, they cannot go back there to farm, they cannot go there to do anything, and they became a stranger. Everywhere they say, IDPs. Let's go and give them food there. Are they slaves? In their father's land. I will say there is no problem. Because he has not touched us. There is problem. Oh. We must rise against those things. How many of you went to boat yesterday? Let me see your answer. Thank God you tried. Say, thank God I tried. It's your right. Thank you. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is always against unclean spirit. Whether on the unclean spirit come in disguise or it come practically, it's always against it. I can't tolerate this. You will say it again. You can't. Do you understand my point? Because when God made man, he let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion. So now, the power that raised Jesus from the dead is the power that dominates all evil things. It's the dominant power. In those days, they told us, if I'm a child of God, you cannot participate in politics. If I'm a child of God, you cannot read law. If I'm a child of God, you can't join the... That's what they told us that something years ago. Let's leave all those procedures to the children of the devil. And the children do not take over now. They say, okay, we will lord it over you by fire, by force. And we are now saying, Lord, help us. For the past year, we only prayed on the altar. Lord, give us a good governor. We need to go out. Now we have combined prayer and action. Now we are getting results. And we'll still combine with more action. Please, if they give you any political appointment, please take it. with immediate effect. Huh? And God will help us, will be supplying wisdom on how to rule in their midst. Say, but I'm a born again. Hey, I don't want to do what they are doing. Go there. When they see you there, they will stop doing what they are doing. Do you understand my point? Eh? If they say they want to give you PSN Shama, please collect it. Please help me for my sake. Collect it. Are you with me? I'm going somewhere this night. When I lie, you understand? Now, Satan is lying as if he has defeated you. No. You are not defeated. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is not a defeated power. I know what I'm talking about. Yes. Some of us now, we are passing through some loneliness. We say, Lord, I have nobody to help me. But the power that raised Jesus from the dead is there. It's actually there to help you. It's there to strengthen you. He's there to uphold you, and he's going to do it. Yeah. Some say, my father is no longer alive, my mother is not alive, I have nobody to help you. The greater helper is actually in you. He's not coming to help you, it's in you to help you. Do you hear what I said? It's actually inside of you to help you. I say it's inside of you primarily and purposefully to help you. So the helper is dwelling in you. Nobody can help like him. No one. Now we are in the Lenten period now. We are fasting for the resurrection of Jesus. Abi? This period of Lent, you must go into, we will get in full length into the realm of the Spirit. So that you understand the reality of what God has done. Do you understand my point? No single child of God, no single born again is disadvantaged. No single one. Our disadvantage today is because we don't know the great deposit that God deposited into us. And he called his 12 disciples. They are not apostles, the disciples. And he gave them power against unclean spirit to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. What a great thing. I'm assuring you once again, if you understand the reality of what God placed in you, you will fear no one. Let them come. It's not a problem. Eh? Let them come. It's not a problem. I think some people want to see ballot paper yesterday as usual. Eh? They cross to the other side of the wall. Not as usual. Now they landed in the other side. They stole in this side, they landed in the other side. How can somebody want to be in power and it's appointing you to be his thug? I say, yes, I'm a thuggery for this person. Are you born to be a thuggery? He landed at the other side. You wake up in your house in the morning. They say, okay, your job is to go and see ballot paper. And when you stole the bus and you landed in the other side. What a waste destiny. May this good thing that has started in Nigeria policy continue. That if you are ready to see the ballot bus, you should go to the other side of the world. Immediately. Within 5 minutes, it's on the other side. Eh? If within seconds, it's already in the other side. That will not be your portion. And I know you will not be a part of those who will steal by love. Your role is to go and vote, not to steal. Power that raised Jesus from the dead. Where is he? The power that raised Jesus from the dead. Where is he dwelling? In your spirit, you sleep with that power every day. You wake up with that power every day. Very great. I told our brother the other day here. They preached to us in those days. He said, if you dream and you eat in the dream, and Satan has come. Satan is not good enough to give you food in the dream. Satan came to see. He didn't come to give. He came to see, to kill, and to destroy. He didn't come to give. The one I read in the Bible is that the angel of the Lord came to Elijah and gave him food. Do you understand my point? They tell you, so when you eat in the dream, start fasting and praying. It's not true. Do you understand my point? And they are not with me again. Excuse me. I know you will not stone me one day. But that's the truth. Satan, I read my Bible, say, the thief coming up but for to steal, to kill. The person that came to steal your food, will he still give you food? You know, that's not like problem. We ask in the dream, we say, hey, now, because your mind said me, when you eat in the dream, you will be sick. And you will be sick. But if I eat food in the dream, honestly speaking, I give God the prayer when I wake up. I move on. Because I knew that it's the angel that has come to eat, for the journey is far. And I receive in the time again, and I end.
Wake up and drink water.
You drink water? I'm not in a cottage. They can't carry me. But you don't say, they tell us that when you eat in the dream, get up 7 days fasting and prayer. Say, Lord, I purge it. I remove it. Excuse me. It's knowledge problem. If we eat in the dream, is either angel come to give you food or God come to strengthen you? Show me one place in the Bible where you hear that Satan came to give people food. Where do you get that doctrine from? They are looking at me. Excuse me. No. Who gave Elijah food? When? He was sleeping. And they just said, Elijah, what are you doing here? Rise and eat for the journey. And we were not told that after eating that food that he was sick. They said the journey, the food carrying for you. To the point that a time came. He ran. A king was on top of her running. And when Elijah picked his own, he overran him. That's strengthening. So when angel comes to strengthen you when you are sleeping, you wake up and say, I disengage this strength. Then you enter into another. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The power that raised Jesus from the dead will let you know that this is not from the evil world. He show you things to come. The spirit in you is so strong, it can't refuse something from the devil. In fact, the devil will not try to send him. Hey. Hallelujah. Hey. Satan is a bad person. He came to see, he come to give. Go read in the Bible, Satan came to give. Who came to give? Okay, now when somebody give you the food in the, and you eat, you were unconscious, Abby, and you eat. Uh-huh. And you wake up, who do you think that he will come and bless you later? Huh? Okay, now, when maybe you are sleeping in a dream, somebody gave you money and you collect. When you wake up, do you say, I reject the money? You say, oh, let this dream come to pass. Is that not so? But now, when it is time for food, they say, no, it's for... No! That is not a problem. You are not purging it. The sand, he came to send you because he couldn't get your attention in the afternoon. He came in the night to send you. You said, no, I push this sand away. No. Hallelujah. That does not mean that when you go back home and say, Lord, angel, come and give me food, no. That's not what I said. If God decides to send to give you, they didn't pray. Elijah didn't pray for food to come in the night. Don't go and pray that. Are you with me now? Are you with me? Eh? The power that raised Jesus from the dead, he knows all things. And he educates you with all things. Your spirit is not weak. It cannot be weak. Am I communicating? Give us the last passage as we pray. How many of you are blessed already? It's always against unclean. And one of the unclean spirit will be against physically if somebody wants to buy your future. Take this 10,000. And give me your future for the next 80 years. And the future of your children. You say, Oga, thank you. Go. I'm okay. I don't know one thing. Let me tell you this. You see this money that politicians normally share. They have already taken to the kingdom of darkness. You see that politician money doesn't do people good. Some collect it as they don't know what they do. How many of you have heard people saying that? It disappears. Before they gave you, they have already collected it. See, spiritual thing is the most powerful something. Do you know why some people don't come near some of us? They know that what they do is spoil. They know it will spoil. One day, a certain man and his wife, listen, the wife took a journey and went to, we were somewhere then. After the prayer, we say, there is going to be a reaction. The woman went back home. The husband came back. He said, you went somewhere to pray today. The husband was not at home. It's not even in the state. He came back and said, I tell you, where you went to pray yesterday, never you go there anymore. And the person come and give all the report. Say, we told you that there's going to be a reaction. They know where they go. They knew. I'm saying it now openly. They know. There is no ritual that we enter here that ritual will not spoil. Not here. It can go to other places and share. You can even say, pastor, and collect microphone. Not here. I tell you, that shine will spoil. Whoever dear your life, both in the dream and the physical, their power will spoil. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. We know the people we company with. Dr. Enesha was holding a program on which of the country? You see Uganda, one of the countries? A witch was flying to go to their meeting. As he wanted to fly past through the where the crusade is holding, he fell down. Life and become human being life. They now ask him, where are you going? He said he's going for a meeting. But as he wants to cross it, the power that rages up from the dead, pulling down. Every power flying over your head to do you evil, the power that rages up from the dead will pull them down. In the name of Jesus Christ. We know the men of God we company with. We don't company with those who compromise. The power, put that person down. You see him. You see the video. I say, what? So woman they say fly. In the night. Whoever fly for your sake. Whoever fly to do you harm. Whoever have taken anything away from your life. Tonight, they will crash land. And whatever has been taken away from your life, in sevenfold there shall be restoration. They know where they go. Imagine that. The spirit that dwells in the born again spirit is always against unclean spirit. Don't mind your situation now, you are knowing. And this knowledge will make permanent in your spirit. Nothing will take this knowledge away from your life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. A brother came for EBG here. One day, EBG here. On his way going back home. I've never seen crash that fly. And I was flying like this. He got to where he landed there. That's the end of that cat. Whoever becomes that cat is finished. You remember we came here one day to do EBG? The entire, all two of us here. We everywhere. There. We are here. If you are the greatest, we know. Today, not today. That was the last time. And after some time, they were coming. Every day when they came here, some people will come and be shaking the door. Hey, making some noise. They told me, I said, I'm coming. I decided to come for how many days? 3 days. They never come again. See now, they travel. They went for sabbatical leave of no return. Yeah. Whoever chasing your life for destruction, they will go on leave without returning. Yeah. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Friend, where the Spirit of God dwells, there is power there. Don't underrate yourself. The power of God is in your spirit. Always ready to be against unclean spirits and to cast them out. Fear not. He said, fear not. I am with you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you. God said, Since he said, I'm okay. You may not have anybody around. You may not have a politician around. But you have God. You have the Almighty God. It's in your spirit. Ready to revenge all the evil they have done for you. Lift up your two hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. You will experience the greatest helper from now. Whatever is stolen from your life is restored. Whatever is destroyed in your life is restored. Whatever is killed in your life is coming back to life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, you will recover all. You will recover all. You will recover all. As Nigeria as a nation is recovering all, you as an individual, you will recover all. You as a church, you will recover all. In the name of Jesus Christ, none of your relations will be used for rituals. As God is defending you here, He will defend all your family members.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And so shall it be.
Amen.
In your business, whatever is lost, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be restoration.
Amen.
Whatever makes you to be inactive, now, that strength is restoring back. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this message.
For more of our messages, visit our website www.thecream.org.ng
or call the following numbers for more inquiries:
081-3553-7845,
080-6061-8421,
070-6227-0070,
081-3291-4775. Jesus is Lord.